You're listening to SBS News.
Afghanistan's government has collapsed, the Taliban are in control, and Western nations are scrambling to exit Kabul. More than 60 nations have released a joint statement calling on all parties in Afghanistan to respect and facilitate the safe and orderly departure of foreign nationals and Afghans who wish to leave. But there has been chaos and panic at Kabul's airport as thousands try to escape the capital. The triumph of the Taliban 20 years after their initial defeat by the United States, sending global shockwaves amid fear and recrimination. Inside the presidential palace, the Taliban now sits at the presidential desk. In Doha, the Taliban's political leader and co-founder, Mullah Barada, has expressed his joy at the Taliban's victory.
To the whole Muslim nation of Afghanistan, I'd like to congratulate you for this victory, especially the residents of Kabul. We were not expecting to get to where we are now at this speed.
But Kabul residents in their thousands reacted with dread and horror overnight. The airport tarmac overrun with people rushing to exit the country amid shooting and skirmishes. A mural of Ashraf Ghani is still on display, but Afghanistan's now former president has gone, no longer behind the presidential desk, but fleeing reportedly to Uzbekistan, releasing a statement saying in order to avoid bloodshed, he thought it would be better to leave. But millions of Afghans have no choice but to stay, including this woman who fled to Kabul, believing it might offer refuge.
The Taliban came into our village in the night. After a few days, we managed to escape as they were murdering the men and boys. They accused them of being in the army or the police. They were taken out of their homes and murdered because they worked for the government.
The Taliban says it will be up to the courts to decide on punishments, but it has not explicitly ruled out a return to the stonings, amputations and executions for which it was once infamous. It insists women will no longer wear the burqa and education for girls will continue, with Taliban spokesman Suhair Shaheen insisting this takeover is what Afghans want.
They want this government that you may have seen that whenever we entered the provincial cities, people thronged along the roads and queued up along the roads, and they were welcoming our forces. So it is a popular uprising.
And the United States president was stunned by the speed of the Taliban advance, but his administration is defending the decision to withdraw. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had this to say.
The president had a hard decision to make, and that decision was what to do with the remaining forces that we inherited when we came to office that were in Afghanistan, with a deadline established by the previous administration to get them out by May 1st.
The White House was in damage control mode as Democrats attempted to blame the Trump administration for reaching out to the Taliban in the first place. Meanwhile, William Malley from the Australian National University says Pakistan has played a crucial role in supporting the takeover by the Taliban.
There was an overall level of strategic direction in the choice of targets, in the choice of equipment, in the management of tactics, which is far above what one would expect of any kind of guerrilla group, and it points to the involvement of the Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate of the Pakistan Armed Forces.
And for Afghans living in Australia like Mariam Aslami, recent events have been tough. She's fearing for the safety of her relatives in Afghanistan, and she's feeling powerless to help.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get enough sleep at all. I was just thinking, what's going to happen? I was just waiting for phone calls, maybe from there to, from my relatives. Well, when I spoke with people in there, everyone was just in shock. They didn't know what to say. They were we don't know what's going to happen.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.